Welcome back to the Virus Free Zone at Rosie on the House, where we come together every Saturday morning with the objective of earning the privilege of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that by protecting you, informing you, educating you, and hopefully entertaining you. So on the topic of entertainment, let me tell you that we've got a couple Arizona Phoenix Suns basketball tickets. If you'd like to see them play the Milwaukee Bucks March 8th at 3 o'clock, text SUNS to 411-923. And we'll pick a winner and get you those tickets. Now, the Suns have simplified things for themselves, but they've kind of complicated things for us. They're only distributing the tickets digitally. So when you win these tickets, we'll kind of talk you through what you have to do. You actually have to go online and create an account. But it's once you do it once, it's easy. And I've even done it. So if I can do it, you can do it. Hey,
for sure.
We've got a special guest, Mr. Zach Stone, going to join us from Wellborn Cabinet. But Joe has been on hold with a question for a long time. So let's take care of Joe, and then we'll get right to Zach. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Rosie.
You have a beautiful morning down in Green Valley this morning, huh?
Yes, I am sitting here in the sun having my second cup of coffee.
Oh, man.
And watching the hummingbirds come to the feeder.
How nice is that? That's awesome. what are you trying to get done around the house?
Well, I'm in an older townhouse down here.
Okay.
And it's in good shape, and I want to keep it that way. But I've noticed that in my bathroom sink, I've tried to keep it cleaned out with a combination of baking soda and white vinegar.
Okay.
And I thought I had it done. I did it twice, but it still seems to be running slow.
Well, tell me this, and Joe. You mentioned it's an older home. What vintage is it?
It was built in 77.
Okay, so that may be a cast iron waste system.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do about it, okay. And I didn't want to use some chemicals that would be too corrosive for it.
Yeah, we don't recommend liquid drain cleaners to anybody, but there is a product that's a granular product that you mix in water and send down your waistline called BioClean.
Yeah, and you can get that online or any plumbing store. Just BioClean, even Walmart carries it. It comes in a big canister.
And Joe, it's an enzyme that actually eats the protein that's blocking your slow draining lines. Now, you may be too far gone for that, and you may have to water jet your lines. My house is 60 years old. We had to water jet it just last week. And my plumbing is cast iron. And you just have to proceed with it very, very carefully. But we water jetted it. Ran a camera down it to verify the integrity of the system is still all good, and we're in good shape. But try that BioClean. It isn't going to unplug it immediately, but give it a couple doses of it and see if that doesn't help. If not, contact one of our certified plumbers in the Tucson area to come down and water jet your drain, and you'll be in good shape from that point. And if you're familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com, you just type in your zip code. You type in what kind of service you're looking for. And if I type in Green Valley and plumbing, I come up with Intelligent Design Plumbing in Tucson. And they'd be happy to run down there and take a look at water jetting that line out for you. Okay. Well, that opens the door now for our special guest is joining us all the way from Alabama, Mr. Zach Stone of Wellborn Cabinets. Good morning, Zach. Thanks for carving time out of your family Saturday morning for us here at Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Rosie. Good to be on the show with you.
Yeah, I met Zach at, you've heard me talk about it a lot, the Kitchen and Bath Show up in Las Vegas a while back ago. And Zach had a presentation for Wellborn Cabinets that absolutely caught my attention. Wellborn is our cabinet manufacturer of choice. In in being in the remodeling business as long as I've been. I've seen a lot of companies come and go. But Wellborn Cabinet is a family-owned operation. They grow the trees. The lumberjacks that cut the trees down are on the cabinet company's payroll. The trees enter the warehouse on one side, come out finished cabinets on the other, end up on a Wellborn truck. And the minute I push order, they show up 3 weeks to the day. And I just can't tell you what that does for a remodeling contractor, eliminating that unknown delivery date. So I was over in the Wellborn thing, just looking at what was new and stuff. And Zach, you were giving a great presentation on just smart technology and smart design features. What makes a complete kitchen design? Share with us some of the things you shared with all the people there in Las Vegas.
Well, we talked about, you know, just the technology as a whole, just all the different thoughts and the different applications of a lot of simple technologies. We had some, you know, we had some higher end stuff showing too, but, you know, I like to focus on a lot of the basic stuff. And you have to look at it as, you know, what problem does it solve? You know, what can it help me do and make it do easier? We had, you know, wireless cameras hooked up that you could see inside of pantries. We had voice-activated trash cans and voice-activated faucets. We had, you know, ways that we could control things and have a projection on a countertop where you could just not have to use a screen, but, you know, have a dedicated device. You know, we had, you know, remote control lighting. We had just all kinds of really neat things that you can use in your kitchen. It's all about making your life easier, and we try to put a lot of that on display for people to see it at the show. And that was definitely something that I was presenting and talking about when you were there at the show. And it was just a lot of simple, most of them inexpensive ideas, which are great for homeowners and remodelers.
And the thing I like, what immediately caught my attention, because, I mean, in a million square feet with over 600 vendors, everybody's rolling out the latest and greatest. But some of that latest and greatest stuff, I have reluctance to it for the learning curve I'm going to have to go through to learn how to use it. And the things you were showing were just really very intuitive and things that they made the learning curve, the convenience you got from them made the learning curve worthwhile. And there's so many new things that for me don't fit that criteria.
Right. You know, it's all about ease of use. You know, if something's difficult to learn or something's difficult to grasp, I mean, if you're having to learn something over a week or get used to it, it's not going to help you. You know, you need technology that are solutions that help you quickly, efficiently. You know, they've come such a long way on, you know, voice-activated tech and a lot of the screen stuff and a lot of the wireless cameras are just so easy to set up. They got, you know, QR codes made to them. You just scan them with your phone and they're set up. You know, it's all about setting it up easily, and that's what everybody wants by far, even including me.
You know, one of the things people need to think about if they're on the beginning design stages of kitchen cabinets is what they might be interested in. So if they're going to want smart features that require any kind of wiring or anything like that, they need to kind of be able to tell their designer that so they can make accommodations if there are any needed. Some of the stuff is just aftermarket stuff, but some of it you can make it look nicer or hide it if you have the proper design in the background. But the thing
that's 100% correct. You know, if you got a good designer, or if you're a homeowner and you're trying to restructure your space, you really need to look at what kind of simple technologies, you know, even like lighting, you know, having that lighting run at 54 inches, go ahead and drop you a line 54 inches above finished floor where your wall cabinets are, to go ahead and get that line there for your lighting. You know, go ahead and have that plug in your pantry. If you're thinking about doing a camera system, just having a plug in there to plug that in. Just some of the simple setups, you know, go ahead and get that wiring, that plumbing, the different issues done ahead of time. And wow, just a little bit of planning can really make it way easier when you start to do the install process and make it a lot less expensive if you're on the homeowner side to get that project done.
And easier to look at. You don't want it to show up. All that stuff should
right,
be
you're right.
Should be living in the background. And speaking of lighting, I just love all the different ways that are being used to light the inside of the drawers. You know, you open your drawer and the light comes on. You can see what's in there. There's lighting under the toe kick. You know, and the cabinets. That's just amazing. I guess maybe because I'm getting a little older, but I love that light, being able to see things.
Well, you know, I'm getting older too, and I've realized that, you know, lighting has just helped so much to be able to see what in the world is going on. When you got those real deep drawers or even top drawers, you know, you go in there and, you know, it could be, you know, in the afternoon, your lights aren't on. But if you have something, you know, we can do an automatic groove across the top of the cabinet installation box where you can mount lighting and then put it on a trigger switch. So when you open that drawer, it automatically lights up the drawer for you when you open it, and it turns it off when you close the drawer. It just gets you an opportunity to see so much more stuff with just a simple, you know, modification on your cabinet. Now, that's difficult to do on an existing set, but what's nice is we offer that option with our cabinetry to just go ahead and modify that top rail to give you a groove to mount that in there.
I think that's a no-brainer.
You could have used a light last time you had the kids over and you were fixing them a pasta dinner. Jennifer cooked up a whole pot of pasta and covered it completely with a jar of salsa.
The kids kept telling me it was too hot. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And I looked at the jar. I was like, oh, my gosh. I pulled that out instead of the marinara sauce.
Yeah.
Light's a good thing.
Light's a good thing. Light's a very good thing.
And back, now,
go ahead.
Backing up to, are you still on lights or not?
You go to storage, and then I want to go to trends.
Okay, let's go to storage, because this is still on the design end. The other thing that's really, really cool in the cabinets these days is the things that you can prepare in the design to make room for, like the drop down units in an upper shelf. So you open the upper shelf, there's a metal shelving system, you put your hand on it, you pull it down, and the contents come out eye level, and things like that. And then all the different configurations for
those blind corners where we used to stuff Lazy Susans.
They are so fabulous because you can really use them. You can even keep your everyday pots and pans, because all you do is you open the cabinet and pull it, and it snakes out. Two levels, you can reach everything. You're not climbing in and on your hands and knees trying to get your pots and all that, and putting away and taking out is so much easier.
If you're living in a 20 or a 30 or older year old kitchen and you're contemplating a kitchen remodel, do it with an open mind, because a good designer is going to be able to show you things, and it's going to be one of those situations where when we're done, you're going to say, why did I live with it the way I lived with it for so long? There's so many things available.
Can I tell you one more thing that's really
okay.
cool? So the pantry, Zach, I love that pantry. It's a standing pantry. And when you open the door to the pantry, all the shelves come out with it. So you're not digging in the back and knocking things off the shelf trying to get to them. That one is really slick.
All right. Zach, Wellborn Cabinets, distributed nationally, big, big company. What are y'all seeing as the current trends in kitchen design right now?
Well, the thing we've seen trending, I mean, is huge. I mean, over the last 10 to 15 years, we've seen a big swap between a ornate raised panel door that's stained, and we've made a complete flop over the last 10 to 15 years to a streamlined, straight-laced, shaker-style white door, you know, just completely opposite from what it was 10 to 15 years ago. It's pretty much almost probably 50% of our business, it seems like.
Wow.
We just do so much shaker white cabinetry, and that's just hitting the trade so hard, because it's not really dependent upon the style of the house or even design preferences in the house. Just the shaker look on white is just so prevalent in today's kitchen designs.
Well, if you look at any of the magazines, that's what they're highlighting, and they are very attractive. They're very easy to keep clean, just that nice, sleek, uncluttered look.
Right, and it's also, we do a lot of the MDF product on our shaker, which is nice, it's affordable, but it's also very durable. It stays very consistent. You don't have to worry about shrink lines over time with humidity problems or heat or anything like that. It's just a real great product. So we've pretty much transitioned. It's been kind of interesting that we did so much maple over the years, and when we introduced that in a shaker style, you know, there's no worries, there's no shrinkage. It's very durable, and the price point's great for a lot of clients too. So it ends up being one of our highest run doors is a white MDF painted door.
Tell people what an MDF is.
MDF is a medium density fiber board, so it's sort of it's an engineered product, which a lot of people frown when they hear engineered product, but you know, an engineered product today is way different than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago. That MDF, we actually use an MDF2 product, which is a very, very dense MDF. So it paints really good. You don't see joint lines when you put the cabinet door together. It's glued up so tight. We do the hand sanding, so it's pretty much invisible on where the door goes together. So it's just a great product that stands up, and you still get that, you know, lifetime guarantee from Welborn Cabinet when you get that door.
Well, Zach, I wanted to bring you on just to kind of help open people's eyes. We take phone calls at the office all week long from people trying to get a kitchen remodeling project started. And the way you opened my eyes in Las Vegas, I wanted to give you an opportunity to help open our listeners' eyes as well. Zach Stone, product catalog specialist for Welborn Cabinets, Rosie Wright Remodelings, cabinet manufacturer of choice. Zach, thanks a million for joining us, buddy.
Doesn't Zach sound like an LSU fan?
Yeah, he may be. Yeah. He may be Auburn. I think the rest of the Welborn family is in Auburn. So
I'm a Roll Tide guy. Don't say those nasty words to me.
Okay, all right.
That's fair.